Yeah, I think it's hard to give generalized conclusions about what the state of the church is, because sometimes on my bad days, I am pretty discouraged about the church. I see a church that is pretty conformed to the world, to use the language of Paul in Romans 12, a church that has capitulated a great deal to the humanism of our culture and all the various aspects of humanism. And so on my bad days, I just see a church that is probably, as Leslie Newbegin once said, more syncretistic than any church in the rest of the world, because it doesn't see that it needs a missionary encounter with its culture, but rather has been absorbed into it, domesticated by it. So on my bad days, that's how I feel. Other times, sometimes when I'm dealing with some young pastors who really understand the gospel, and or when I, you know, many times in my own church, I have a wonderful church family. When I see the gospel alive and at work and taking root in the lives of young people or young adults, I'm encouraged, because you see the gospel at work, you see the gospel alive. So I suppose it's always been like that through church history, that it's always been a mixed bag, that you see a church where the gospel is at work and alive and transforming people and working through those people to transform others. And I think that other times you see a church that is deeply compromised by its relationship to culture. I suppose my biggest worry at this time in life is the way that we're so deeply compromised by economic powers, by consumerism. But Christ is faithful, and I think that there's always good things to see as long as the gospel's at work.
So, well, you know, the question assumes certain criteria. So, and you alluded to the Great Commission. So, you know, if we had time, we would talk about what is the Great Commission. Because I think, in my experience with evangelicals, there's all sorts of assumptions about all these things. The assumptions are often not foregrounded, so they can't be critically examined. But so if we had time, you know, I would love to have a good discussion about what is the Great Commission.
I'm
and
ask a question about mission and missional.
Okay, so maybe I'll get an opportunity then. Okay, good. So just, you know, and I think that I have mixed feelings. You know, I live in Canada now, and Canada is a lot like Britain. It's highly secular, and church attendance is rapidly diminishing. So Canada is an example of what the sociologist Peter Berger calls the secularization hypothesis. Now, there's some parts of the world of which that seems to be true. Canada is one, Britain and Europe. But Peter Berger has recently repented of that hypothesis, and he now speaks of desecularization. And I think America has always struck me. I mean, I love America. So I love coming to America. There's a vitality, it's alive, and I just love it. And when I went to Oxford, I had this very strange experience that I found British culture fascinating, disturbing, hierarchical. I was surrounded by, you know, all the class structure. And my best friend at Oxford was an American. And it was like traveling all over the world to find my tribe in, so I love America. And I think there's all sorts of things about it that make it a great country, hugely significant. And one of the things that interests me about America is that there's so many Christians. So we come down here, and Southeastern may not seem huge to you, but on a global scale, it's a very large seminary and it's very vital. And I'm very aware that we're in Southern Baptist territory. And I'm just amazed that there are over 44,000 Southern Baptist churches in the U.S. alone. So I think this is incredible. So that gives me enormous hope. What worries me tremendously is that I come out of South Africa. And so in South Africa, 76% of the population said they were Christian, while we were the most racist culture on the planet. We went to church, we evangelized, we took the Great Commission very seriously, and we lived a form of Christianity that reinforced some of the worst ideologies of the day. And Peter Berger says about America another thing which I think is very interesting. He says that America, and you listen to this, so it's not a curse or a swear thing or a horrible thing about America. It's just true. He says America is a nation of Indians ruled by an elite of Swedes. India is the most religious country in the world, and America is incredibly religious. But you're ruled, in other words, in the public domain. It's a secular elite that govern the country, and I think to a significant extent govern the culture that it exports around the world.